Hi, this is Dan Lyons, president of Team Concepts, a leadership and team-building company founded in 1995 with the goal of spreading the Olympic spirit through the business world. The Olympic spirit was originally in Olympia, Greece, started in, mythically, perhaps 776 BC, and coming down into the 4th century AD before finally petering out, more or less, and being reinvigorated, revived in the 19th century in Athens in 1896. The Olympic spirit, a spirit of excellence, a spirit of individual achievement, but also a spirit that says the collective good is better than the individual good. In our last message, we spoke about Leonidas, the Spartans, depicted in the movie 300. In that film, it ends with the Battle of Plataea, where the Greek forces under Spartan leadership finally and firmly defeat the Persians in the spring of 479 BCE and push them out of Greece. However, what the movie does not depict is in between Thermopylae, the battle at which Leonidas and his 300 Spartans met a glorious doom, and Plataea, the final victory. In between was the Battle of Salamis, perhaps the greatest naval battle of the ancient world, a battle that was won under the leadership of the Athenian admiral, Themistocles. In that tremendous sea battle, hundreds of triremes, battleships of the day, were pitted against each other in a narrow waterway between the mainland and the island of Salamis. The Persians were lured into that waterway by the hope of an easy victory and by the trickery of the Athenian Themistocles, an individual of great talent and ability. The second secret of inspirational leadership is everybody wants to feel valued. There can be no greater disparity between valuing and what valuing means to different people than the comparison between the cultures of Athens and Sparta. In the Spartan culture, as we've talked about before, all value was in the state. All value was in the collective. And because the culture had been so thoroughly indoctrinated into each individual, each Spartan warrior's value came from their adherence to that collective culture and that collective responsibility. In Athens, it was the other way around. It was individualism. And Themistocles represented that individualism, that wild freedom, which when tamed could become immensely powerful, as it did in the Battle of Salamis. Themistocles had almost 200 trireme warships under his command. He needed to win, however, the help of all of the other Athenian and all of the other allied Greek warships. He couldn't do it alone. He recognized that at the time. He also recognized that many of the Persian ships were there involuntarily, or were manned by slaves, although many of them were manned by free peoples. He recognized the difference between the burst of individual strength that would be required to win this great battle and the reluctance that many of the Persian ships might go into the fight with, because they were not free. They were under the control of the Persian king, the great king Xerxes. It is in the strength of individualism, in the power of the leadership, the inspirational leadership, to bring those individuals into the collective, that victory is inevitably forged. The inspirational leader today knows that. Everybody wants to feel valued, but they want to feel valued differently. The only way to find that out is to ask. In our next message, we'll talk a little bit more about what people value and how they value those things, and what kind of environment you as the inspirational leader should set up, what kind of environment you as the inspirational leader want to set up. All of those things are in your control and your control only, and that is the power and the reward of leadership. Frankly, there's not much else. Responsibility, however, is its own greatest reward. I wish that for you as you begin to set up your high-performance team. Until next time, this is Dan Lyons of Team Concepts. See ya.